There will be a 60-day cooling-off period ending March 22nd, at which point a strike could happen unless it's blocked by President Trump. The engineers have been working without a contract for 6 years. They say NJT has $500 million for a lavish new headquarters, but fails to offer competitive pay to those who keep the trains moving. A board established by President Biden to review and recommend a deal between the two sides sided with NJT, but acknowledged there are portions of the offer that are unreasonable. The union rejected annual raises of between 2 and 3%. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.